The report argues the benefits of an improving local economy aren't being spread equally, with the worst-paying jobs filled with people of color and the hiring process not letting them get an equal shot at better jobs. The report was prepared for an alliance of labor groups, social interest groups, and clergy groups. Partnership co-director Sam McGavern says it's poverty, not just bad schools, at the heart of the problems.
People talk about the dysfunction of the Buffalo Public Schools. Well, if you put all the kids in the Buffalo Public Schools together in the West Seneca School District, the results wouldn't change a lot. It's not that West Seneca has so much of a different school district. They have a different population of kids. In other words, they don't have intensely concentrated poverty.
McGavern says it's hard to deal with schools when 80% of the kids are eligible for free or reduced-price lunches and families struggle to make sure everyone eats. Report sponsors argue a higher minimum wage would put more money into families to ease some of poverty's problems. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.